Yesterday, I had an epic Lord of the Rings style journey, Ryan, as I was trying to find my own ring, so to speak.
Your search for the one.
The search for the one, the spicy ghost pepper donut new from Dunkin'. And this is not an ad, you guys.
Nope.
I'm doing this because I want to try the thing and I love spicy food.
You are Ms. Pepper.
Even though I can't tolerate spicy food anymore. So my journey started out as it often does because I live in Cromwell. I started with the Cromwell Dunkin' Donuts.
How can I help you?
Hi, I want to order 3 spicy ghost pepper donuts.
I am all out.
All out. Sold out in Cromwell. All right. Let's go to Rocky Hill. Hi, I'm in search of the ghost pepper donut.
We ran out of the ghost pepper.
You know, this is a secret plot from the Illuminati. They purposefully are keeping the delicious ghost pepper donuts from us peons. You can feel it.
Yeah, 2 places struck out, one right after the other.
0-2.
Disheartening, 0-2. But at the third location, it was a second Rocky Hill location. I had to actually go inside.
Oh.
I know. I had to get out of my vehicle, mask up, and go inside. And lo and behold, Kayla was in there. Oh, she had a whole tray of them.
I've come to try the spicy ghost pepper. I see you smile under the mask.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I did.
And?
It's spicy.
It is spicy?
Yeah, it's spicy.
Okay.
There they are.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
So Kayla hooked me up at the Rocky Hill Dunkin' Donuts on Cromwell Avenue. I went immediately to my vehicle and took a big old bite.
Oh. Yes.
There it is.
Wow. It has a little kick to it. Okay. Yes, it. I feel like you can taste the cayenne pepper more than the ghost pepper. I couldn't get the milk open fast enough.
Yeah, Rookie mistake. You open it first.
I know you're supposed to take a sip of the milk first, too, right?
Of course. You got to coat everything.
So, but on the air yesterday, I told Mark the Shark that if he would agree to eat a ghost pepper donut, I would bring it to him along with $1, which was the bet to see if he would actually go through with it.
One American dollar.
I drove over to his house and I sat outside because I saw the door was, his car was home, but I didn't know if he was doing some stuff in the basement broadcasting. I didn't want to ring the doorbell. They have dogs. You know, I didn't want to disrupt anything. So I just sat there like a creep. And his wife, Patty, finally comes out. She's like, can I help you? Who are you? I said, Patty, it's Christine.
Another super fan.
It's Christine. She goes, oh, I thought you were some weirdo stalking my house.
Well.
So Shark wasn't home. She took the bag, gave it to him. And Shark, also a man of his word, then tried the spicy ghost pepper donut.
I'm going to eat this donut with ghost pepper and something else in there, and we'll see what happens. So here we go. At least there's sugar on the top of it.
Yep. Also didn't open the milk first.
Hitting, yeah, but
uh-oh.
I got a feeling. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Oh, no.
And he's rushing open the milk.
Yep.
Rookie mistake.
All right. I think 2 more bites, I'll have this down.
He ate the whole thing.
Well, it's got a little tick to it.
You got to earn that dollar.
Not bad. I honestly thought it would be hotter. So, you know what? The sugar's helping it. Okay, I did it. Did I earn the dollar, everybody?
You earned the dollar. But I only thought he would just take a bite of it. I didn't think he would sit there and eat the whole thing.
Got to earn that money.
He earned his dollar, and then he placed the dollar on top of a retro TIC sign. He's not going to spend the dollar, Ryan.
Whoa.
He's saving it in perpetuity forever and ever.
Like a business saving their first dollar ever?
Exactly.
96.5 TIC.